Only One Way by David Brant Berg.
The hardest words in the English language are, I was wrong. After many years, I discovered that I was still under the delusion of the doctrine of concision, part works and part grace, because of the promises I thought God had made to flesh and blood Israel. Of course, I knew they could only be saved in the Spirit, by the Spirit, but I still thought God was going to fulfill all those wonderful promises that He made to Israel, to a flesh and blood Israel, to the natural children of Abraham. But that's not what He was talking about. The most clinching argument I had was that the promise was to be fulfilled to literal Israel, and it was a literal land when He spoke to both Abraham and then Jacob. For all the land which thou seest will I give unto thee and thy seed. But I finally understood Paul and his epistles and the point he was making. I had a craving to thoroughly study the teachings of Paul when I realized that salvation is not by natural inheritance, but only by grace and only through Jesus. If you haven't got the truth, if you haven't got the right interpretation, but you sincerely desire to know the truth, God sometimes has to take away from you what you think is right before He can show you the truth. He has to smash your idols, and He smashed one of the biggest idols I ever had. Prophecies are fulfilled about all kinds of people that God prophesies about, which are predictions of the future about what is going to happen. But the promises of God are very different. Promises of blessing and good and salvation are made only to His spiritual children who have come to Him through Jesus and by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. For God is no respecter of persons. That verse used to bother me in my doctrine that God was going to give some slight preference to Jews, that they had some slight edge over the Gentiles because they were the flesh and blood children of Abraham. But there's no such thing as a Jewish Christian, any more than there's such a thing as a Gentile Christian, or a black Christian, or a white Christian, or a male or a female Christian. Neither is there any such thing as a bond Christian or a free Christian, for all are one in Christ Jesus. You are a Christian, period. And if you're a Christian, you're neither male nor female, bond nor free, Jew nor Gentile in God's eyes. God doesn't see your color, your nationality, your sex, or any other characteristic. God sees nothing but the blood of Jesus and the blood-washed soul. I'm determined to see no man among you save Jesus only. It's only Jesus. That's the only difference God sees. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either a child of God or you're not. If you're a Christian, that's all God sees. He only sees Jesus in you, Christ in you, the only hope of glory. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, your ethnicity, or your skin color, or what sex you are, or what social status you are, or what father you had. He's your father, and you're His child, and that's all that matters, because of Jesus. All glory be to Jesus. And if you give the slightest bit, one infinitesimal, slight fraction of an iota of credit to the fact that you are Jewish or a certain race or nationality or anything else, and that makes you a little more Christian than somebody else, or a little more in line for God's blessing, you're deceived, because there is no such thing. There's no kind of in-between class of people who are part saved, and God's going to partly bless them because they're the natural children of Abraham or any other characteristic, provided, of course, they accept Jesus. Some Jewish Christians I've met are just like I was. I felt for years that somehow because I'm a little bit Jewish by heritage, I'm a special kind of Christian. I thought that made me a partly Jewish Christian, and I was bound to get the blessing of God a little bit more than the Gentiles. Galatians 3 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And the next verse goes on to say, and if ye be Christ's, Then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. This subject is almost without beginning or end. It's so big. The 26th verse of the same chapter says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." But even with this, some say, "Yes, that's true. We are all children of faith by Christ Jesus. I know that I believe in grace, not in works. But nevertheless, I, as a Jew, am just a little bit more favored child of God than the Gentiles. I'm just a little bit more blessed by God. God's a little partial to me because I'm one of his flesh and blood children, not only a spiritual child, but a flesh and blood child." God has no flesh and blood children. There's no such thing. We Jews are not more special to God than any other child of God. He's not more partial to us, and he's going to no more favor us than any other dear believer in Jesus. We haven't got an edge on anybody. God bless Paul. He makes it absolutely clear. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. He keeps repeating this word neither, so we won't misunderstand it or lose track of the thought. "For ye are all one in Christ Jesus." There's no difference. There's no such thing as a Jewish Christian or a Gentile Christian. The Apostle Paul makes no exception. He states that once you become a Christian, you're no longer a Jew nor a Greek, nor bond nor free, nor male nor female. Now you're just a Christian, one in Christ, one body. The flesh doesn't enter into it in any way, shape, or form whatsoever, no matter whose blood flows through your veins. And now that you're a Christian, you belong to Jesus. You're part of his body, the body of Christ. You're no longer Abraham's, Moses, Elijah's, or anything else. You belong to Jesus. You're just part of him. It's all Jesus. Forget the rest. It's the body of Christ that matters. All the saved in his Son. All those who love Jesus. Jesus is the only door, and once you've gone through that door, it's only Jesus. You might as well leave all the rest behind, because it doesn't mean a thing to God anymore. It's not about being Jewish or Gentile, or black or white, or rich or poor. It's all about Jesus and his saving grace.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.